Sylvia Hartley here again, and this one is called The Teacher. I hate spelling tests. I can never remember them properly. That and mental arithmetic are my most hated things. My teacher, whom I liked, gave our papers back. I never said how many we got right. But today the bloke who taught the class next door came in just as I was getting mine back. Oh dear, he said, looking at me. Not very good, Sylvia, and your dad's a teacher. I think he'd be ashamed of you for getting so many wrong. I bit my lip and blinked, and our eyes sort of locked. Don't look like that, young lady, he smirked. You'll just have to try harder. And he left the room. No one said anything and lessons carried on, but somewhere inside me a bubble of hate was growing. It turned out he was on dinner duty that day, so when he said our table could go and get our food, I glared at him. Me best hooded eye stare, which I usually reserve for Teresa Spencer, who used to call me a snob, whatever that meant, and always saying she'd bend me thumb back and hit me. You better leave the room and get your meal when everyone else has got theirs. I walked out and waited. My class teacher came past. What have you been doing? He asked. Don't know, sir, I whispered. When I was called in, he wouldn't let me sit next to Jennifer. He made me sit on a table of boys from his class. It were Alan Sutcliffe's table. The Alan Sutcliffe, Sutty. I could hardly breathe, I was so scared. He were cock of the school, toughest lad up both town. I ate me dinner without looking up. So, he said eventually, why here then? Because I hate him. Eh? He were rotten about my spelling test and he don't know everything. I managed a glare, well, a little one, but he noticed. When I went to get me pudding, I knew they were talking about me. I tried to smile, but my lips were stuck. Are you scared of him? No, because he's stupid, are you? Not bloody likely. I gasped. You swore? Can you swear? I don't know. Try. Now, I swallowed a last spoonful of custard and muttered, Booker. And I grinned. Booker, 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 I whispered. You're in. So I was in the gang. Only me and Mary Simpson and the rest were lads. Every playtime we huddled in a group and swore in turn and then went off to play with our own friends. It were quite dangerous because you could get the strap for doing that, swearing and the like. What are you doing with that gippo? Teresa Spencer were curious. None of your business. I'll bend your thumb back if you don't tell. I walked off. She daren't mess with me now. Now I was in Sutty's gang. You okay? Fine. Years later, I was at Pearl Palin's, the only place to go dancing in Halifax, when who should come strutting across the floor but a tall, black, curly-haired, swarthy-skinned lad. I was doing Wuthering Heights for A-level, so I was very into the swarthy look. Well, look who's here! Come on, little Sylvia! He whispered something in my ear and I replied. One amazing evening. He did walk me to my bus stop. I discovered later, being shadowed by my friend and her boyfriend. And he did give me a kiss with six S's. Wow! Of course, he was a respectable apprentice plumber. But for 2 or 3 hours, we were Cathy and Heathcliff. Poor Mr. S. His punishment for me opened a door to another world.